السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue from where we left off from Surah An-Nisa, inshallah, starting from ayah number 137 to ayah number 142. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 137. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم ازدادوا كفرا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم سبيلا بشر المنافقين بأن لهم عذابا أليما الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أيبتغون عندهم العزة فإن العزة لله جميعا وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوذُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا الذين يتربصون بكم فإن كان لكم فتح من الله قالوا ألم نكن معكم وإن كان للكافرين نصيب قالوا ألم نستحوذ عليكم ونمنعكم من المؤمنين فالله يحكم بينكم يوم القيامة ولن يجعل الله للكافرين على المؤمنين سبيلا إن المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى يراءون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. So inshallah, that is our lesson starting from ayah number 137 to ayah number 142. So inshallah, for our theory, we are continuing the topic that we started of Nabr. And we were on the third circumstance in the last class, which was the Mad followed by the Shadda. So this is going to be Mad Lazim, Kalimi, Muthaqqal. This was the term that we did as we were doing the Mad or the Mudud. So inshallah, if you don't remember this term, that's fine. Inshallah, we will come back to it when we go back to the topic of Mad. But for anyone who does remember, this is the general circumstance. So it is Mad Lazim, Kalimi, Muthaqqal. So it is a Lazim Mad, meaning that it has to be six counts. And it is in one word. And it is مثقل, meaning that it is heavy. Why? Because of the شدة. So this is what مد لازم كلمة مثقل means. If you don't remember that مد, you don't remember the name of the مد, then all you have to do is look for a sign of مد followed by a شدة. So you're going to see that there is that مد sign, that squiggly line. So that is four counts. And then you're going to follow it by a شدة, and you're going to add another two counts. So that is a total of six counts. This is a six count مد. And you are also going to raise the voice a little bit when you get to the شدة. The reason for this is that we do not want the شدة to be dropped. We want to make sure that it is not lost within the مد. We want to make sure that it is very audible, that the listener knows that there is a شدة here. So for example, we have the word اللالين in Surah Fatiha. So now when we are reading this مد, it is very possible that the لام شدة can get dropped. اللالين. Now you hear that you don't really see that that شدة is obvious. اللالين. اللالين. Now you don't hear that شدة very obviously. If you have seen the شدة, then you would know that it's there. But for a listener, he might not know if there is a شدة on the لام or not. So in order to make it a little bit more obvious, you are going to raise the voice. You're going to give it a little bit more power on the لام. اللالين. And we're going to rest the tongue on the لام for a little bit longer as well. And this is going to give you a very obvious sound of شدة. Now you know for sure that there is شدة on the next letter. And while we are doing all of this, while we are doing نبر, we are going to make sure that we are keeping this count of مد for six counts. So we don't want to make it any shorter than that. We do want to make sure we go to the full six. And we are going to include نبر within this as well. اللالين. So now you hear that there is a very obvious شدة here. You can hear that it is very clear, even for someone who does not have the Quran in front of them, they can still tell that there is a شدة here. So this was the first example, اللالين. Also, we have in Surah Al-Haqq, the first ayah, الحاقة. So here as well, you're going to see that there is a شدة on the قاف, and you are going to read this for six count followed by raising the voice just a little bit on the قاف. Now if you do not do نبر, it can sound like الحاقة. Now you don't really hear that شدة, and it kind of sounds like it is just قاف with a فتحة. So in order to avoid that, I will raise the voice a little bit and I will put a little bit of emphasis on the قاف. الحاقة. And you can hear very obviously that there is a شدة on the قاف. In the word جافتن, here as well, I'm going to raise the voice and pull for six counts. جافة. So raise the voice, rest on the fat for a little bit, and give that شدة the time that it needs. دابة. So you can hear as well that there is the شدة. I am spending quite a bit of time on the شدة. I am resting on it, and I'm giving it a very obvious presence within the word to make sure that it is not dropped and to make sure that it is very obvious that there is a شدة here. So this was the third circumstance of نبر that we did in the last class. Inshallah, now let's move on to the fourth. So we only have one more left. There's only five circumstances. So today, inshallah, we'll do the fourth one, and then in the next one, we'll do the fifth, and then inshallah, we'll do a quick review before moving on to the next topic. So the fourth circumstance of نبر in the Quran is going to be when stopping on a word that has a hamza as the last letter preceded by a med letter or a lean letter. So what are we looking for? We are looking for a med or we are looking for a lean med. Okay, so we are looking for a med letter or we are looking for a lean letter. So we are going to see that there is either a lean or there is going to be alif, waw, or ya with a med. So this is what we're looking for. And the word after the med or after the lean has to be a hamza. Okay, so if we look at some examples, you'll see what I mean. So again, we are looking for a med letter or a lean letter followed by the letter hamza, as we see in the word as-sama'i. So here in the word as-sama'i, there is a med on the alif, and following the alif, there is a hamza. And then also another example, we have the word kuru'in. So here we have a waw mad followed by a hamza. We have the word annasi'u. We see that there is that mad followed by the hamza. We have the word shay'in, which we see that there is a lean followed by the hamza. We have the word asu'i. So here we have the mad followed by the hamza. And then similar to that, we have the word asaw'i, which is going to be lean followed by hamza. So in all of these cases, we are looking for either a mad letter, alif, waw, or ya mad, or we are looking for a lean letter, so ya or waw, lean. And following that, we need to look for a hamza. So this is the circumstance that we're looking for. How do we apply nabr here? We are going to again raise the voice and apply a little bit of pressure on the hamza. And the reason why we do this is that the hamza is not lost after the mouth is busy saying the mad or the lean letter. So for example, if we are saying the word as-sama'i and I stop here, so I'm putting a sukoon on the hamza, I'm stopping here and I say as-sama. So here you can very barely hear that hamza. It is very hidden in between the mad. And the reason why it is hidden is because it is hard for us to switch from the lean, from the mad, which is coming from the jawf, and quickly go into the halq, which is where the hamza comes from. So this quick switch of makhraj is the reason why hamza a lot of the times is dropped when we stop on it with sukoon. So for example, again, if I read this without nabr, as-sama. Now you don't hear that hamza at all. If I say the word guru, the hamza is very, very soft. An-nasi. The hamza is very, very soft. So I'm going to give it a little bit of nabr. I'm going to raise the voice a little bit, give it a little bit more presence in the word so that it is very obvious that there is a hamza here. As-sama. Now you give it a little bit of a sharp jerking sound. You stop abruptly on this letter. As-sama. So you can hear that hamza very clearly. You know for sure that there is a hamza at the end. Now you can hear that difference. As-sama. As-sama. Now you can hear that there is a hamza here at the end. Guru-in. Here as well if you stop. Guru. An-nasi'u. An-nasi. Shay-in. Shay. As-saw'i. So you are abruptly stopping the sound in the throat. You will feel a little bit of a jerk. And this is because hamza has jahid, meaning that the sound does not flow after you have stopped the makhraj. So you will feel a little bit of that jerkiness. But this is how you do nabr for the hamza. That jerkiness is what is allowing you to do hamza because you are cutting short the med or the lean and you're bringing in the khalq or the throat. So again, the reason why we are doing nabr is because we don't want to drop the hamza. We want to make sure that it is very, very audible. Now, one thing that is very important to note here is that if a hamza has fathadain, it has two fathas, it has a tanween with fatha, we are not going to give it nabr and we are not going to give it sukoon. Instead, we are going to give it mad al-iwad, meaning that we're going to give it a two-count mad. Okay? So, for example, if we have the word as-sama'an, and here hamza has fathadain, it has two fathas, sama'an, I am not going to say sama with a sukoon. Instead, I'm going to give it a two-count med. As-sama'a. Now, this is a two-count med dil-iwad. I do not have to apply nabr here. Why? Because I am not stopping. Here, if we also have the word an-nasi'an, hamza has a fatha. It has fathatain, two fathas with tanween. I am going to say an-nasi'a. I'm going to stop with a two-count mandalari wad. Shay'an, if I have fathatain, I will say shay'a with a two-count mandalari wad. So this is, I guess you can say, the one exception to the rule, although it's not quite an exception because it does not have a sukoon, so therefore you do not have to put nabr on it at all. But just a reminder that if you do have fathatain, it is going to be mandalari wad and not going to be a sukoon with nabr here. So that is just one thing that we have to remember. In every other case, if you do have a hamza with any of the other harakat, we have dhammatain, kasratain, fatha, dhamma, kasra, then if you do stop on this letter, you are going to give it a sukoon and then just give it nabr as well to make sure that it is still very audible. So alhamdulillah, that was the fourth circumstance of Nabir. Inshallah, in the next class, we will do a little bit of review before we move on to the next one. But for now, inshallah, let's go ahead and move on to analysis of these verses. So starting from ayah number 137, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا. So in this verse, we are going to make sure that we are very consistent with our med. We see a lot of letters that are two counts. So we are going to make sure that we're reading them the full two counts. We are not reading them longer and we're not reading them shorter. And we're going to be consistent with all of these two count meds. So one of them should be the same length as the next one. So here we have إِنَّ الَّذِينَ the is two count. آمَنُوا is two count. ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ra is heavy and this is a two count med. ثُمَّ آمَنُوا again two count med. ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا two count med. ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا that is two count. دُو is two count. كُفْرًا ra is going to be heavy. لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ name of Allah here is light. لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ غَيْن is heavy. ra is heavy. وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ سَبِيلًا la is going to be a two count med. Sabila, here we are ending in a mad al-iwad. We are pulling this for two counts. Bashir al-munafiqin, ra in this case is light. Bi anna lahum adhaban alima, this is going to be idhar. Alima, this is a two count mad al-iwad. Alladhina yattakhidun, ra is going to be light. Kha is heavy. Al-kafirina, ra is light in this case. Awliya'a, this is going to be a four count mad. Min dun al-mu'minin, Hamza here is going to have jahar, so make sure you do give it a little bit of that jerk. And then mu'minin, we are going to pull for four counts if we end here. Ayyabataghuna, ghain is going to be heavy. Ba is going to have qalqala, so do give it a little bit of bounce. Indahumul izzata, ayn is going to be from the throat. Fa innal izzata, ayn again from the throat. Lillahi, name of Allah is light. Jami'a, this is going to be a two count med, and ayn is going to be from the throat. وَقَدْ قَافْ is heavy, دَال has قَلْقَلَ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَيْن is going to be from the throat, ميم has توسط فِي الْكِتَابِ لَام is going to have توسط أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ this is إِذْهَار, نُون has توسط سَمِعْتُمْ عَيْن is going to be from the throat, it has توسط, so make sure you do roll it around in the throat a little bit. آيَاتِ اللَّهِ name of Allah is going to be light. يُكْفَرُ بِهَا رَاء is going to be heavy. وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا ha is going to be from the lower chest. فَلَا تَقْعُدُ قَاف is going to have قَلْقَلَ so give it a little bit of bounce. عَيْن is going to be from the throat. مَعَهُمْ عَيْن is from the throat. حَتَّى ha is also from the middle throat. يَخُوضُ قَاف is heavy. ضَاد is heavy. فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ غَيْن is heavy and then رَاء is light. And then here we have a ha at the end of the word. If we stop here on sukun, make sure that you are making it very audible. Give it a little bit of air from the chest to make sure that you're not dropping it when you give it sukun. Innakum idham mithluhum, meem is going to have tawassut. Inna allaha, name of Allah is heavy. Jami'ul munafiqeen, ayn is going to be from the middle throat. Wal kafirina, ra is going to be light. Fi jahannama jami'a, this is ayn from the throat, also going to be a two count mad al-iwad. Alladhina yatarabbasuna, ra is going to be heavy. Sad is heavy. Fa in kana lakum fathum, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Minallahi, name of Allah is heavy. Qalu, this is a four count mad. أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ وَإِنْ كَانَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ رَا is going to be light. نَصِيبٌ صَاد is heavy. قَالُوا قَافْ is heavy. لُو is a four count. مَد أَلَمْ نَسْتَحْوِذْ حَا is going to be from the middle of the throat. عَلَيْكُمْ وَنَمْنَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ again, we have Hamza here, so make sure it does have a little bit of that jerkiness because of the jahar and make sure that it is not dropped. فَاللَّهُ name of Allah here is heavy. يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ قَافْ is going to be heavy. And then here when we end on ايتاء مربوطة, make sure you do give it a little bit of air. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ give it a little bit of air close to the chest to make sure it's not dropped. وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ name of Allah is heavy. لِلْكَافِرِينَ رَاء is going to be light. عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Hamza here has a jerking sound again. سَبِيلَ this is a two count مَدَّ الْعِوَدْ. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ Allah is going to be heavy. وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا this is a four count مَدَّ الْعِوَدْ. إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ صَاد is heavy. قَامُوا قَاف is heavy. كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ رَاء is heavy and this is also a four count مَدْ. يراؤون الناس ولا يذكرون الله. Ra is heavy, Allah is heavy. إلا قليلا, قاف is heavy. And then we end here on A to count مد العواد. So alhamdulillah, that is our lesson for today, ayah 137 to 142. And inshallah, we'll stop here and move on to tafsir. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.